Now, the World Bank has painted a gloomy picture for the economic situation in the besieged Gaza Strip. The organization is warning of a dangerous fiscal crisis in the enclave due to Israel's ongoing blockade of its latest devastating war on Gaza. Press TV's taking a closer look.
The World Bank is warning about the grave economic crisis in the impoverished Gaza Strip due to Israel's aggressive policies. The organization has said the Gaza Strip has the world's highest unemployment rate, which equals 44%.
The situation in Gaza, in terms of the unemployment, is desperate.
The whole purpose is that there will be no economy in Gaza. I'm surprised the unemployment rate isn't 100%.
The World Bank also says the disappearance of Gaza's exports can simply be explained by Tel Aviv's latest devastating war and years-long blockade.
There are three crossings into Gaza. Two of them are controlled by Israel. The other one is controlled by an increasingly hostile Egypt. The Rafah Gate has been closed for less than a dozen days. They are trapped. There are people dying just because they can't get medical care that's not available in Gaza.
The dire humanitarian situation in Gaza has worsened the ordeal of the 1.8 million inhabitants. The United Nations is warning of a humanitarian crisis after the latest 50-day Israeli war, which claimed more than 2,200 lives in Gaza. UN Middle East envoy Nikolai Mladenov says the people in the Gaza Strip are desperate and angry about their ongoing plight.
Israel regulates everything about Gaza. It doesn't let people leave, it doesn't let people enter, it doesn't let goods in, it doesn't let exports out.
The United Nations Relief and Works Agency says about 100,000 Palestinian homes were demolished during the 50-day Israeli offensive on Gaza. UN-backed international organization Shelter Cluster has estimated that the reconstruction of Gaza will take at least 20 years. Now, the World Bank is calling for the lifting of Israel's crippling siege of the territory, which has been in place since 2007. The organization has urged Tel Aviv and international donors to take an immediate action and avoid a looming dangerous fiscal crisis in the coastal enclave.